Welcome to the Awesome Non-Speakers Podcast, which used to be called Awesome Autism Tools. I'm so excited about this new name. It reflects more clearly the heart of what I care so much about: connection, presumed competence, hope, and expression for non-speakers, unreliable speakers, and their families. I'm so glad that you're here. Today, I want to talk about something beautifully simple: the power of loving others. Not in the big, dramatic way we often imagine love, but in the quiet, everyday way. A smile, a wave, a friendly hi in the hallway. Because sometimes that's all it takes to remind someone that they're seen, that they belong, that they matter. With the permission of his mom, I'm going to share a little bit from a spirit-to-spirit session that I had a few weeks ago. It was towards the beginning of school, and the mom was wondering how Danny was doing at school. And let me share what Danny said, and then a scene that he showed me. Because often the kids, they'll speak to me, but they'll also show me images. Danny said, "I'm starting to get to know people. Instead of there being 100 new people, now I'm starting to know their energy and their faces, so they don't feel so new anymore. There are some neurotypical kids who are nice and smile at me, and some even say hi." And as he spoke to me and told me this, I could see what he meant. I saw an image of a hallway crowded with kids with backpacks on and talking and loud kind of noises. But in that sea of motion, a few faces glowed. There was a handful, maybe five, that like saw Danny, and they'd smile at him, and there's some that would say hi to him. And he showed me that those glowing kids had little heart emojis floating above their heads. I could see these little red heart emojis. And it made me laugh and cry at the same time because it was so real to me. I could just see that. And he said, "It's like those kids see me like a normal kid." And of course he's a normal kid, but not everyone can see that, at least not yet. So as Danny shared this, I really started crying. A lot of times I'll do that in a spirit-to-spirit session. I just kind of cry, sob a little bit, because I was thinking of my son Bryson. And Bryson currently is serving a mission in the Philippines and loving the people there. But he has always loved people of all kinds. He has an aunt and an uncle who are both special needs. So for him, he's very comfortable around people with different needs and just includes everyone. And he was on the Unified Sports Team, which is where kids with special needs can play sports, and they'd have neurotypical kids like paired up with them, and they'd go play sports together. And he was in the classes as a peer tutor, and he is that kind of kid who just smiles at everyone in the hallway and who says hi to kids sitting alone and who would go sit by them, and he'll wave at the quiet kids, and he just shines like that. And so when Danny showed me those glowing kids with their heart emojis, I thought of Bryson. And I realized that those little moments of love matter so much more than we think. Bryson maybe doesn't know what a difference he made for somebody. While Danny showed me that image, I also saw something that felt so profound, that so many of the kids, it's not that they just can't see others. They almost can't even see themselves yet, let alone other people. They're trying to navigate who they are, where they fit in, how they're perceived. So it makes sense that only a few are glowing right now. And probably even with adults, it's the same. But those few that do glow, they make the world brighter for everyone. Because love, even in the smallest form, even a little heart emoji above your head, has a ripple effect. It's like tossing a pebble of light into the pond of the world. You might not see where the ripples reach, but they're moving outward all the same. So I'd like to just take you through a little visualization to feel that love and send it out. If you're in a place where you can close your eyes and relax, do so. If not, you can keep listening. This will be very short, and you can just imagine safely. But if you can, close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out slowly through your mouth. Feel your feet on the ground and imagine a warm, beautiful light in your heart, steady and calm. And imagine it kind of shining out your head, a little heart emoji. It's that same light that glowed above those kids' heads that I saw, that Danny showed me. And that same light shines in you. Now think of someone, maybe your child or a friend, or someone who might feel unseen today. See them in your mind and gently, with your heart, say, "I see you. You are loved." And notice how your chest softens a little as you say it, how your own energy expands. Maybe you glow a little brighter. Now imagine that light spreading from your heart to theirs and then rippling outward through your home, through your community, through every hallway filled with kids just trying to find their way. And as you breathe, let that light fill the world with kindness. Love like this doesn't just change the receiver, it transforms the giver too. So allow that light you're sending out to reflect back to you. Take one more deep breath in. And when you're ready, open your eyes and notice how you feel. A little softer, a little more connected, maybe even glowing a little bit more. That's the power of love. That's the power of a smile. And that's what Danny would love to remind us, that when we see one another, we awaken something powerful. So as you move through your day, I invite you to share your light. Say hi to someone new. Smile at a stranger, wave at someone, because you never know, you might be one of those glowing heart emojis in someone else's hallway. And for the parents listening, especially those parenting children who communicate in unique ways, know this: your love, your patience, your smiles, they are changing the world in ways you can't always see. Love has energy. And even the smallest acts of love create ripples of healing and hope. Thanks for listening today. If your heart is feeling drawn to learn more about spirit-to-spirit sessions, you can visit awesomeautismtools.com/spirit. That page will tell you more about the sessions. You can read some parents' experiences and even listen to part of a session. If you feel ready to try one, you can sign up there. And if you'd rather chat first and see if we are a good fit, I'd be happy to talk with you on a free call. A link to sign up for one of those is on that same page, and I'll put that link in the show notes.